Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, indeed. You are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I have the privilege of bringing forth the word of God again on tonight. So once again, I'm asking all the listeners, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Again, I will be delivering the word of God on tonight. And my message for tonight is titled, Joy and Peace in the Midst of It All. Tonight's message title, once again, Joy and Peace in the Midst of It All. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. It is your Son, it is in his name that you called him your beloved son in whom you well please. So it's in that name on tonight, once again, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit over the airwaves of tonight. Have your way in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will be glorified. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself and all of my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land who are being faithful, Heavenly Father, as they're being doers of your word. Your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we come now asking that you will forgive us of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in the name of Jesus Christ, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, so that we can continue to move forward in fulfilling our individual and corporate God purposes in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name on tonight. And Father, now we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. We also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. I continue to lift up my family, my cousin Alonzo Gori, his children and grandchildren, as his wife, my cousin Maggie Gori, has made her transition. Now she's resting in you, Lord. We thank you for that. And we ask that you will comfort and strengthen him and his entire family. Not only my family, but that are in our bereavement once again, but all those that are dealing with bereavement on tonight. Let everyone know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that you will be glorified through it all, even in the midst of losing loved ones, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit through the airwaves on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in your son Jesus' name on tonight, after hearing this word, Lord, and through the moving of your spirit, that you would touch their hearts, that they will individually be able to open their own mouth wherever they are. If they're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, if they hear this word, Lord, I pray that you would touch their hearts, that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and ask to be forgiven of their sins. And they would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their individual God purposes in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even for your sufficient grace, because we know that we don't deserve either one of them. But because of your grace, your mercy, and sufficient grace, Heavenly Father, and because of who you are, we know that it's in you that we live, we move, and have our being. In spite of ourselves, Heavenly Father, even though we falter, we thank you that we're not flawed. We're flawed, but we're favored by you, Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. We ask that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight, that you will be glorified. So have your way is our prayer, and continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And also, I pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch them so that they will also continue to go out and spread the good news about this worldwide ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said once again, amen. But on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought is coming to us simply saying unto us on tonight, this is a different spiritual food for thought, and I just had it right in front of me, but I will get it. Once again, I have it right now. The spiritual food for thought for tonight says, and it's coming from God's word, man or mankind, I'm paraphrasing, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's found in Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Once again, that's found in Matthew, chapter 4, verse number 4. I do not have any announcements for tonight, so we're going to go straight to our music break on tonight, before we get ready to get into God's word. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I do have a few scriptures that I would like to leave with you pertaining to our message title for tonight, which is once again titled Joy and Peace in the Midst of It All. So right now we're going to enjoy this music break titled Joy by Brother Rashawn Mitchell. I pray that you enjoy the music break, and we're going to come back and get right into God's Word on tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I pray that you enjoyed that musical selection. Joy, you bring me joy. Who is the you? Jesus Christ, he brings us joy. Deep down in our souls, that was by Brother Rashawn Mitchell, Joy. So right now, we're going to get ready to go into God's Word. But before we go into God's Word, I want to give you a few scriptures. If you would write these scriptures down, because I know that we may not get through all of them on tonight. But I'm going to give you the scriptures first. We're going to go through as many as we can on tonight. But please write these scriptures down first before we go into this word on tonight. Again, titled for tonight, Joy and Peace in the Midst of It All. We're going to start off with Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10. talking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. Again, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10. Then if you can write down Psalms chapter 16, verses number 11, verse number 11, I should say. Again, Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. Then you're looking at, you're going to look at Psalms chapter 43, verse number 4. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11 is talking about, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. In thy presence, in the presence of the Lord, is the fullness of joy. And then Psalms chapter 43, verse 4 is talking about God is our exceeding joy. Excuse me. Again, that's Psalms chapter 43, verse, talking about God, my exceeding joy. Then Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse number 3. Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 3, talking about the oil of joy for mourning. Then we're going to look at Psalms chapter 30, verse 5. Which talks about joy cometh in the morning. And then Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse number 22, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the joy which is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Again, that's found in Galatians, chapter 5, verse number 22, joy, part of the fruit of the Spirit. And then we're going to look at some of the verses talking about peace under the word peace, the peace of God. Psalms chapter 29, verse number 11. Again, Psalms talking about peace now. Psalms chapter 29, verse 11. And then also Psalms 122, chapter 122, verse number 7. Peace be within thy walls. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, talking about Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. He is the Prince of Peace. Again, the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, talking about Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Then we're going to, if we have time, we're going to look at the, also in Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3. When the Lord tells us, his people, that I will keep thee in perfect peace. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3, again, the Lord is telling his people, his children, his faithful doers, that I will keep thee in perfect peace. And then finally, if we can get to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Once again, Jeremiah 29, we're still talking about peace. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which is talking about the Lord is letting us know, I will give you thoughts of peace. God himself will give us, his people, thoughts of peace. Again, that's found in Jeremiah chapter number 29, verse 11. So as we get ready to go into this word on tonight, before we start going down these different scriptures that I just, hopefully you wrote them down, we're going to take a look at some of the some other things that the Lord has already told his people, you and I, the saints of God who are born again in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ, he came down from glory in the form of flesh, and he suffered. He bled and died for you and I, for our sins. He paid our sin debt on the cross through the shedding of his blood. And he suffered. He went through trials and tribulations, even in the flesh. Even his disciples, his followers, they even let us know. If you know your word, know your scripture, they even warns us that in this life, as Christians, we too are going to have trials and we're going to have tribulations. So in the midst of it all, we can know that we can still have peace, we can still have joy, even in the midst of it all. Because we need to realize, people of God, on today, and before we get deep into these different scriptures, the enemy is not playing, as we see every day through the news, as we hear it on the news, and as we read our newspapers and go through our Google or Internet or however you receive your news, CNN, which is the world news, or your local news, we see that the enemy is not playing. He is still running around seeking whom he may devour. He's still stealing, killing, and destroying marriages, families, churches, communities, even nations. Mothers against fathers, fathers against sons, family member against family members, so-called friends, now enemies, and against each other. So the enemy have no shame. So that's why it's important for such a time as this, saints of God, on tonight. And I pray that you hear me well on tonight, because this is coming through the word of God. I'm just a vessel being used by the Lord. And if you're saved in Jesus' name, you too are vessels, your ambassadors, your servants being used by God, fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. So as we get ready to go into this word on tonight, talking about joy and peace in the midst of it all, see, we are at the point in time that we need to realize as Christians that time is out for playing church. It is time to find out whether we are liabilities or an asset to the kingdom of God. So God wants, and he is still seeking true believers who will totally surrender to him, who are ready and willing to live for him day in and day out. God is still looking for those who choose to put and keep him first place in their lives. And last but not least, God is still seeking doers of his word and not hearers only. For his word, it does remind us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, are very few. So truer words have never been spoken of this generation for such a time as this. So we need to know that it is time for us to be about our Heavenly Father's business, children of God, on tonight. It is time for us to be about our Heavenly Father's business and not our own, because that's what the enemy, he is trying to trick the saints of God on tonight, and trying to let us know that, no, we need to get in line with the things of the world. No, that is not of God. So don't let the enemy fool you. What he's really trying to do is, you get so caught up into the things of the world, he has a way of letting you look at material things and through people and forget about who God is. And then that way he can kind of render, kind of little by little, he's going to steal your joy and he's going to steal your peace. So in the midst of it all, we can stand on God's word, which is true. In the midst of God's word, in the midst of it all, no matter what we're going through in this life, we can stand on our faith and our faith in God, knowing that he is going to continue to give us peace and joy, because he is love and God is faithful to keep his word. He promised that he would give us peace and joy in the midst of it all, no matter what we're going through. In this life, we can know that we have peace and we have joy through our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. So as we get ready to look deeper into this word on tonight, talking about joy and peace in the midst of it all, I'm talking about how we, as Christians, we do go through trials and tribulations just like any other person. Even those that are not saved in Jesus' name, they have their trials and their tribulations too. But we can stand on God's word on tonight. For those that are saved in Jesus' name, we can stand on God's word knowing that he is a promise keeper, that he will restore our joy and our peace when we feel like all hope is lost, when we feel like we don't have any more joy and we don't have any more peace. We can stand on God's word and his promises that he will give us peace and he will give us joy. He will restore our peace. He will restore our joy if we continue to trust and lean upon him and his word. So as we look, the first book that we talked about, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a different Bible, it may read different. But the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8, verse number 10, says unto you and I on tonight, you're talking about joy. Verse number 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what I love about the Lord God. He always lets us know through his word and his promises that he will continue to give us joy. He will continue to give us peace no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy tried to put in our heads. We know that we will continue to have peace and joy as long as we continue to lean and depend upon God. And so we got to stand on his word. We got to know his word. Then we can stand on his word in faith, knowing that God is a promise keeper. He cannot lie still nor change. So while we are still talking about joy, if you have your Bibles open still, I pray that you do. If you would look with me in Psalms chapter 16, I'm turning to it now. Psalms chapter 16. Then we're going to look at verse number 11, still talking about joy. I'm getting to it right now. That was me. Just once, I just had it. But we're going to get it again. Chapter 16, verse number 11 says unto us on tonight, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Once again, talking about joy still in Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11, reminds us, thou wilt show me the path of life. Who is thou? God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. They're all one. So God is letting his people know that I will show thee the path of life in thy presence. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And then while we're still in the book of Psalms, if you could go over to chapter number 43, Psalms chapter number 43, we're going to see what he's saying to us right here in the book of Psalms, chapter 43, and verse number 4 says unto us, then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Isn't that something? Now he says, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp, I will praise thee, O God, my God. Once again, Psalms chapter 43, verse 4 says, then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp, will I praise thee, O God, my God. What an awesome promise. See, God, he's talking about he will give us exceeding joy. And while we're still talking about joy, we're going to look at in the book of Isaiah. I got to get there real quick. And while I'm going finding it, I'm asking you all to please turn with me as we look at still talking about joy, the oil of joy for mourning. Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 3. As I go to it and find it myself, the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 3, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. Because the Lord is a promise keeper. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He's a promise keeper. No matter what we're going through in life, again, he never tried to fool us or trick us. He let us know that in this life, we too are going to have trials and tribulations, but we can stand on God's word. That while we're going through our trials and our tests and our tribulations, we can know that God is a God of his word, and he's going to continue to restore us. He's going to continue to fulfill us with his joy and his peace. That way we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So as we look in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 61, verse number 3, and it says unto us on tonight, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. What a promise. To give unto them beauty, those that are suffering for the cause of Christ in the earth today, even you and I. That God, he promised that he would give us beauty for ashes. the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise, spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God might be glorified. What a powerful word right there. If you could please go back to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 30, and after that we're going to look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But if you could go back to the book of Psalms while I'm going there myself, the book of Psalms chapter 30, verse number 5, Psalms chapter 30, verse number 5, and it says unto us on tonight, for his anger, God angers, endureth but a moment. Thank God. For his anger endureth but a moment. Favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, what a promise. Here we go again. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, even on tonight, know that joy is coming no matter how dark it looked in your life. No matter what kind of bad report you may have received, stand on God's word through faith, knowing that joy will come in the morning. And that don't necessarily mean in the morning when the sun come up. It means in the morning when God sees fit to bring you out of that situation, whatever it is that you're going through or experiencing right now. The morning, God knows when your morning time is here or has come. So he promised that he would give you and I, he would give us joy in the morning, so that our suffering, our going through our trials and our tests for him here on earth would not be in vain, but we can stand on our most holy faith in God, knowing, again, that he is a promise keeper, that he will bring us joy, and he is a promise keeper. I am so glad to know that God is faithful. He is a promise keeper. Aren't you glad on tonight that our Heavenly Father and our Creator is a promise keeper? He cannot lie, fail, nor change. And he don't forget. He's not like man. I'm so glad that God is not like man. He cannot forget his promises to his people. He fulfills his promise. He's not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. So whatever he says he's going to do, trust me, he's going to do just what he said he would do. So I'm still, bear with me just one moment. I'm still looking for Galatians. I had it just ahead of a second ago, but you know how the enemy is. He's always going to try to throw a monkey wrench somewhere along the line. He's always going to try to rear his ugly head, but we're still standing on God's word, and we are still, I'm still looking for Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. I wish somebody can let me know if you were there already. I'm sure a lot of you are, but in the meantime, I'm still looking for it, but we are still standing on God's word. We're still thankful, again, that God is who he is. He is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He is a promise keeper, and we are standing on his word once again on tonight because he is a deliverer. God is a deliverer of every promise, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, and no matter how it looks in our lives, we know that God is a promise keeper, so I have gotten to chapter 5, verse number 22, lets us know that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Once again, talking about joy. Joy, chapter 5 of Galatians, verse number 22, we're still talking about that awesome joy that the Lord gives unto his people. And it says again in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, part of the fruit of the Spirit, joy, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Then I'm going to go down to verse number 23, which also includes meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So aren't you glad that God is a promise keeper, that no matter what you're going through in this life, even on today, as you hear my voice, even if you have lost a loved one, even if you have one that's in a hospital or a nursing home that's sick and afflicted. Know that no matter what you're going through, God, he promised he will continue to give you his joy and the peace. And not only just peace, but he will give us the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of it all, even in the midst of our world turmoil that we are experiencing right now. We serve a God that he will give us joy, unspeakable joy, so that we can continue to walk in our God purpose in the earth. Even as the enemy throws his fiery darts, even as we go through our trials and our tests and our tribulations as saints of God, as faithful doers and servants and ambassadors for the Lord here in the earth, we can stand on God's word, because he promised that he already let us know that the enemy is going to come. And we see that now, that the enemy has no shame. The enemy, again, he's out to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's on his job. So what about us as Christians? Are we standing on God's word on tonight, knowing that he is our peace and he is our joy? He is our strength. He is our everything. He promised, again, he would never leave us nor forsake us. And guess what else he promised? He promised that he would not put no more on you or me, those who are saved in Jesus' name. He would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So that's good news on tonight, knowing that God is a promise keeper. Again, he cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot change. So as we look at the book of Psalms, chapter number 29, now we're talking about the peace of God. We talked about joy. Now we want to talk about the peace of God. In the book of Psalms, chapter 29, verse number 11, and it says unto us, again, from the King James Version of the Bible, it says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Aren't you grateful tonight that God knows who you are? He knows your name. He sees you. He sees your heart. He sees your love and compassion for humanity. He sees that you're faithful and you're dedicated and you're committed to the cause of Christ. And he sees that you're walking in your God purpose. You're fulfilling it, not just on some days, but every day because of a lifestyle. God sees what you and I are doing that will give him glory in the earth. So even while we are being faithful doers of his word that do not exempt us from not going through trials and tribulations, so that's why it's so important to know that God is a promise keeper. You keep on doing what God has called you to do. You keep on walking in your God purpose. Continue to use your gifts and talents that the Lord has anointed and blessed you with, that will give him glory for such a time as this, because we know that God is a promise keeper. I'm going to say it again. He's a promise keeper. No matter what it looks like, how dark it gets, how many enemies come against us, I thank God for his word that lets us know. And it's another promise from God that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we're still talking about the peace of God. And if you still have your Bibles open, we're going to look in the book of Psalms, chapter 122. The book of Psalms, chapter 122, verse number 7. Still from the King James Version of the Bible. Psalms, chapter 122, verse number 7. I'm going to go up to number 6, and then I go to 7. Go up to number 6, and it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It shall prosper that love thee. Again, verse number 6 of Psalms chapter 122 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It shall prosper that love thee. And then verse number 7 says, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Wow, that's awesome. And that's coming from God to his children. It's faithful doers of his word. He said, and again, in verse number 7, peace that God gives, the peace of God be within thy walls. Not only peace, but prosperity within thy palaces. So right now we're going to look at in the book of Isaiah. If you could go back to the book of Isaiah, we're going to go to verse number 9, the book of Isaiah. and I just had the book of Isaiah, but I'm going to find it once again. And if you could find it with me, the book of Isaiah, because I just love God, and I thank God for loving me first, not only me, but for loving you as a faithful doer of God's word. I thank God for loving us first, and he loves us in spite of ourselves. No matter what we have done, thank God for the blood of Jesus, that we can be redeemed through God's Son, Jesus Christ, through his precious blood that was shed on the cross. And he came down in the form of flesh, paid our sin debt with his own blood on the cross. Thank God for Jesus, that we can be redeemed, and that we can walk, be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for God's glory. So in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, says unto us, For unto us a child is born, talking about his son Jesus Christ. Once again, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, God's only begotten beloved son Jesus Christ, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wow. Now, we're still in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to chapter number 26, verse number 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his promises on tonight. Once again, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. The Lord's letting us know once again in his word. Again, he's a promise keeper. He's letting his children know, you and I, on tonight, according to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him, you and I, whether you are male or female, young or old, that's born again in Jesus Christ and being doers of God's word. He promised, God promised. He says in the King James Version of the Bible that I'm reading from, says, thou will keep him, and I'm paraphrasing, or her, mankind, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And then verse number 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Once again, verse 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And then verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever. Not just for a short time or sometime or maybe. He said, trust, the word of God says, trust ye in the Lord forever. In other words, for all time. For in the Lord, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. What a powerful promise on tonight in the book of Isaiah. And then finally, I see we are going to be able to get to this final chapter in the book of Jeremiah. Again, I pray that you have your Bible still open. Let's look at what it says unto us on tonight in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 29, verse number 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse number 11 says unto us, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then verse number 12 says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And verse number 13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search me for me with all your heart. And verse 14 says, and I will be found of you, said the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away captive. But we want to focus on that verse, 11th verse, again in Jeremiah chapter number 29, another promise from God. Verse number 11, once again it says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you fit end." For you, the faithful, committed, humble doers of God's word on tonight. Again, no matter what it looks like, no matter how dark it gets, no matter what the enemy tried to put in your mind or whisper in your ear, no matter what you see on the news, even in our from the highest level of government down to the lowest of your city or local state or in your county, wherever you may live or reside, if you're a believer, if you're truly standing on God's word, you're born again in Jesus Christ. Again, we are standing on God's word on tonight. We're standing on his promises that through it all, again, as I forestated, there's a lot of people that have lost loved ones all around the world. But if you are a faithful doer of God's word, if you're saved in Jesus' name, we've got to remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And through this, and through the midst and the losing of loved ones, we know that God is our comforter. He's our strength. He's our joy and our peace, even in the midst of it all, even in the midst of losing loved ones, even in the midst of when we don't see our way, even in the midst of when the enemy tried to tell you you're not going to make it, even in the midst of when you may get a bad doctor's report. We who are saved in Jesus' name, we're standing on God's word and his promises. Yes, even on tonight, for such a time as this, we're standing on our Heavenly Father's word and promise. Again, he cannot lie, he cannot fail nor change. He said it, and that settles it, that he will give us joy, he will give us peace, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and joy that flows like a river, even in the midst of it all. Again, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, we got to stand on God's word, and we got to remember, again, that he is our joy. That's what I love about God. I thank him for that. I thank God that he is not only my joy, he's your joy on tonight. If you're saved in Jesus' name, he is your joy, no matter what it looks like. Even through your tears, through your heartaches and pains, know that God is your joy. He is your peace. He's your strength. Because he loves you, and he shows his love and compassion toward all men. So we thank God for his word on tonight. Thank God that he is a promise keeper. He is not like man. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. And so I leave it at that. I'm not going to try to add any more to what God has told me to tell you on tonight. So continue to stand on God's word, because sometimes we can get over we can get carried away, and God give us a word to deliver to his people. So that's why I need to end this right now, right where we are. And I pray that this message has been received on tonight, and I pray that it has been a blessing to those that of you that have tuned in, and that you can also share it with others that may be going through, and they seem to have lost their joy, and they seem not to have any type of peace, no matter where they go or how many, and no matter how hard they pray or study their word, meditate on God, they can never seem to find any peace or find any joy. Remember to let them know to hold on to their most holy faith in God, because he is a promise keeper. And sometimes we have to learn, as I said before. That's why the word of God tells us it's so important that we assemble ourselves together, given to give God glory, honor, and praise and worship. And we are to assemble together. And then we must remember that we are to pray ye one for another at all times. And he said that the world, even the enemy, those that are spiritually blind, will know that we are of God because of the way that we love and show love toward one another. So that we will remember, and we can also spread the good news even to our sisters and brothers when they feel like they want to throw in the towel and give up because of what they're going through, and they seem to have lost all their joy and their peace. We can then reassure them that God is a promise keeper, to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he will restore your joy and he will restore your peace even in the midst of it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. So that's the word for tonight. And once again, I pray that you have been blessed by this word. I pray that someone has received this word on tonight. And remember that your joy will come in the morning. As long as you continue to hold on to your faith in God, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, remember again that God is a promise keeper. He loves you. And sometimes that we go through trials and tribulations. Some people seem to go through some longer than others. But God promises that he will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. He knows exactly how much we can take. And so thank God that even while we're going through our trials and tribulations, we have his word, his promises, that he is with us in the midst of it all. And while he's with us, he is refreshing our inner man, our inner woman, our inner spirit. He's refreshing us and refilling us with his joy and with his peace. And that way we can continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our individual and corporate God purposes in the earth for his glory, even for such a time as this. So I pray that you've been blessed by this word on tonight. Please share this message with others that they can tune in and they can go to the archives, go to my website, and just pull up tonight's show and let them be blessed by God's word on tonight. Pass on these scriptures to other people. If you know someone that's going, their heads are down, and they feel like they're going to throw in the towel and give up on God, no, don't allow them to give up on God. Show them what God's word said, or what we just read in God's word on tonight. And so you can share these scriptures with other people that may be going through, and they have seemed to have lost all their joy and their peace. Let them know that there's still peace and joy and strength in the Lord, as long as we continue to hold on to our faith. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging and unfailing hand. So that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that you were blessed by it. So right now, we're going to close out on tonight. We're going to close out with prayer, as we always do. Before we do that, I'm going to ask all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servant-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. There's a process that you have to go through once you get there. But it'll be worth it. You will be blessed by doing so. I need your help. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, listeners, again, I said this before and I'm going to say it again. Because God knows it's true. I do not know who you are personally. There are a few people that do come on the line, and I can see your numbers when they come up on my screen, and I do get feedback, and I do know some listeners, but this is a worldwide ministry, so there's no way possible that I can know all of you. This ministry is growing, and I thank God for it. So I want you all to know that I love you. God loves you even more, and you all are continuously in my prayers. And I'm asking you all to continue to keep me in your prayers, continue to keep this worldwide platform in your prayers as well, that God will continue to be glorified through this platform, through this ministry for his glory. So on tonight, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please join me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again thanking you for who you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, but we know that we are not worthy of them. But we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, that your word has gone forth with power on tonight, and that is not in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that you set forth to do, even on tonight. That those that have seen the loss of their joy and their peace, even in the midst of their trials and tribulations, even in the midst of losing loved ones, even in the midst of dealing with their enemies, whatever the situation may be, or the situation that's going around the world, them to remember, Heavenly Father, that you promised that you will be our joy and our peace. You will restore our peace and our joy, because we know that you are our joy, our peace, our strength. You are our everything. Heavenly Father, you are our healer. You are our provider. You are our way of escape. You are everything that we need, and we know that it's in you we live, move, and have our being. We know that without you, Heavenly Father, we can do nothing. So we know that we also know that it's in Christ Jesus that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. Continue to bless each listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts, so you know who they are and where they are and exactly what they stand in need of. We know that you are able to help them to hold on to your unchanging hand, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're not like man. You cannot fail. You cannot lie. You cannot change. You are an awesome God in all your ways. Help us to remember, to always remember that no matter what we're going through it all, through every trial, through every test, every tribulation, you're still worthy to be praised for who you are. There's none in the earth like you, Heavenly Father. So we bless your name on tonight. Once again, we give you glory, honor, and praise. So we ask that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, individually and as a corporate body of believers all over the land. Help us to come on one accord, Heavenly Father, that we will individually fulfill our God purpose and also as a corporate body of believers around the world, that you will be glorified through it all. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. But once again, know that I love you. God loves you even more. So that's our message for tonight. I pray again that you have been blessed by it. Continue to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide platform. Until the next time, good night.